A letter from the governing body. Dear fellow witnesses of Jehovah, it gives us great pleasure to write to you, dear faithful servants of Jehovah, now numbering over 7 million. When you meet a fellow believer from another part of the world, you instantly feel a special bond of affection for that one. No doubt, as you listen to this yearbook, the captivating accounts of the faith and loyalty of your brothers and sisters in various lands will again cause you to sense that unique bond. Reports from around the world indicate that a great number of you are taking your family worship program seriously. Those of you with small children have used great ingenuity to capture and keep the attention of your little ones. Couples are drawing closer together as a result of the spiritual interchange this program affords. Indeed, individuals and families are benefiting from this arrangement for in-depth study of God's Word. Our hearts go out to all of you who have suffered losses as a result of recent natural disasters. We take this opportunity to thank the many who without hesitation have joined relief efforts during such times of calamity. Additionally, in each congregation, there are those of you who discern the material needs of our brothers and quietly go about caring for them. Like Dorcas of old, you abound in good deeds and gifts of mercy. Acts 9:36. Be assured that Jehovah notices this, and that he will repay you accordingly. In some lands, your rights are being trampled underfoot by those who manipulate laws in order to frame trouble by decree. Realizing that Jesus foretold such persecution, you are enduring courageously and looking to Jehovah as your refuge. Be assured that we mention you, dear ones, regularly in our prayers as you continue to make a defense before everyone that demands of you a reason for the hope in you. 1 Peter 3:13-15. We warmly commend the millions of you who are remaining morally clean year after year despite Satan's relentless onslaught of depravity and his insidious methods of spreading it. At a time when the world's moral standards are plunging to new depths, you are acquiring power in the Lord and in the mightiness of His strength. Ephesians 6:10. You have put on the complete suit of armor from God, and you are thus standing firm against the machinations of the devil. Ephesians 6:11 and 12. Know that Jehovah is using your example to give a resounding answer to the taunter, Satan. We were delighted to learn that in 2011, there were 19,374,737 in attendance at the memorial of our Lord's death. That impressive number of attendees is due in part to your tremendous response to the call for auxiliary pioneers last April. Millions of Earth's inhabitants could hear the unified sound of praise to Jehovah coming from His loyal witnesses. Whether you were one of the 2,657,377 who served as auxiliary pioneers that month, or you endeavored to increase your activity in some way, all of you made us beam with pleasure because of your willing spirit and zeal for the work. Last year, 263,131 new ones symbolized their dedication to Jehovah. We thank Jehovah for this, and we thank all of you for joining us in extending the invitation to yet others, come. And let anyone hearing say, come. And let anyone thirsting come. Let anyone that wishes take life's water free. Revelation 22:17. Especially after having considered facets of God's established kingdom at our 2011 district conventions, we say with more feeling than ever, Let God's kingdom come. Stimulated by Jesus' assurance, I am coming quickly, we wholeheartedly add our voices to the Apostle John's response, Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22:20. As you keep on the watch for that thrilling event, please be assured that we truly love each of you, dear brothers and sisters, who are proving your love for Jehovah in deed and truth. 1 John 3:18. Your brothers, governing body of Jehovah's Witnesses.